Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The center fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Jose Oquendo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pedro Guerrero. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Terry. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Scott Terry. And now, play ball. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Samuel hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Oquendo reaches second base with a double. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guerrero takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McReynolds moves to third. One out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lyons reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Pendleton moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peña hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Miller catches it and throws to first to double up Thompson. 2 outs. Scott Terry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Peña and he is out, Smith applying the tag. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Elster moves to second. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Terry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Samuel scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Frank Dipino now pitching. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first, with Dipino covering, for the out. Two outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky bunts towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball towards center. Thompson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thompson. Johnson moves to third. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Strawberry moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-3 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Thompson throws the ball into Oquendo who relays the ball to Pendleton who tags Magadan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Strawberry scores. McReynolds goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 7-0, Mets. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi pinch hits for Dan Quisenberry. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi now catching. Ricky Horton now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samuel moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Samuel moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. McReynolds reaches third base with a triple. Samuel scores. Johnson scores. Strawberry goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Magadan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. McReynolds scores. Two outs. It's 11-0, Mets. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Carrion now playing left field. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Guerrero strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.